Hi Biggies, I hope you're all well. Please take your time listening to this. Go over it with an adult if you can. You can listen to the audio version or read the blog post. Take your time, there's a lot to take in. It takes me about 10 minutes to read it. We've been away from school for 4 weeks now, so I'm going to give you, or try to give you, ideas that should keep you going this week with about 2 hours learning every day. This week the focus should be getting into routine. So discuss with your parents or carers or whoever you're spending time with during the day how you're going to fit that learning in every day. I would like you to post 2 or 3 things to your e-portfolio each week. They'll help you build up a record of your learning over time. The suggestions of things to post below. But if you're learning something else, you could always do that. Or if you're doing something interesting or exciting, post about that. If you're stuck with anything, you can contact me by email. I'll be in Teams every day. There's a link to getting help with Glow to get onto Teams and things on the post. The post's got sections for different areas of the curriculum. There's a menu at the top that says jump to, which will let you jump down to maths, art, ICT and IDL. So for literacy, we need to keep reading and writing every day. For reading, I'd like you to make a reading record for the week. Each day spend some time reading. Note the book and the pages you read. Try to read a book rather than the internet if you can. Every day, choose one interesting word from your reading and do one of the following. Write a sentence using the words in a completely different way from the book. Make a mind map about the book. Write the meaning of the word as if you were making a dictionary. Remember to explain what kind of word it is, a noun, a verb, an adjective, an adverb. You could write an acrostics poem using the word. You can either do a different one of these every day, or you could do the same one 5 times. It's up to you. If you can get online, do a read theory quiz every day. You can also read Epic as well. Let me know if you've forgotten your login details. Make sure you have a wee try at least to see if your login worked or if you can remember it. Writing this week, I'd like you to do 2 pieces of writing. So work on them for a couple of days each. And on Friday, choose the one you like best, check it over and put it on your e-portfolio. Make sure you're checking for spelling and punctuation and all the things I usually nag you about. You could write a diary of how you spend 1 day this week or 1 day last week. Or look out your window and write about what you see, hear, feel and think. This could be a poem if you like. Spelling. There's a list on the blog post and you can use the Games and Spelling City linked for the lists. The lists are in Spelling City. You could do some fun spelling tasks. I'm sure you remember some of those. You could do diacritical marking for phonics or think up strategies for common words. Do something with your word list every day and try and get somebody to test you on Fridays. Maths. Tables. On Monday, choose a table. Say it and time how long it takes you to say it out loud. The whole table, not just the stations. Every day, practice it, chant it, write it out, get someone to pass you random questions or use one of the things online and Banton Surge if you like. On Friday, time yourself again and see how much faster you've got. We're going to do this every week for a different table. You can post your best times or best improvements to the teams on Friday if you like. There's a link to the Chili Challenge. I've changed that to subtraction. Do 3 questions every day. 1 day, write down an explanation of how you did it in the same way as we do that in class, except you're doing your own rather than your partner's. You could put your explanation on your e-portfolio if you like. Calculations. Practice adding, subtracting, multiplying and division every day. Just do a little, 10 minutes. Use Gimme Some Sums or get someone to make up random numbers for you to work with. Use the formal method for addition and subtraction. don't use your mental skills because you'll be practicing those in the Chili Challenge. You can use a calculator or your phone or whatever to mark them if you're not using Gimme Some Sums. I'd like to do a bit of measuring this week, so I'd like to find 10 things in your house that are less than a metre long. Measure them to the nearest centimetre. Arrange them in order of size. Either take a photo of them with labels beside them, one photo of all the 10 things, or write a list of the things and their sizes. Remember to put in the units of measurement, centimetres. You could put this in your Eve portfolios. Maths group work, BBC bite-sized. There's some great learning stuff in BBC's bite-sized. I've suggested one for each group to look at this week. Factors for the triangles and squares, place value for the pentagons, and measure for hexagons and octagons. Each one has some things to watch and learn from, and some games and activities to do to help you understand the concepts. Art, create a picture of a butterfly. Either draw an imaginary symmetrical one, if you draw a fantasy one, or try and draw a realistic one. Again, you could put this in your e-portfolio, and if you're feeling like it's a really good piece of work, you could put it on the Biggies art gallery as well. There's a link to one YouTube video, How to Draw a Butterfly. There are many more, but you don't need to do that. You could just draw one out of your head if you like. ICT. Check your Scratch login works, please. And can you use Scratch to tell a joke? Put up a wee example. It's a kind of storytelling technique with Scratch. You can look inside to my example to see how it was done. The trick is to have everything, all the characters are talking and things, running from the green flag at start, and use the wait block to make them wait until somebody's finished speaking. If you look at the example and look at the different sprites, you can see how it works. You should have good fun with that. You can add that to your e-portfolio, and there's a wee video on the blog telling you how to do that. IDL. This week I'd like you to think about the word democracy. Find out what it means. You can talk to people about it, ask what they think it means, write some notes, brainstorm or make a mind map. We'll be doing some topic work on democracy this term. Again, if you want to, if you've done a nice mind map or something, posting it to your e-portfolio is a good idea. That'll build up a record of your learning, ready for when you go back to school. So this week should be all about getting into a bit of a routine, finding time and space to do your work, making sure that you've got people that can help you and talk about your work to you. I'll be online. You can talk to me via email or Teams. As I say, I hope you're all keeping well. And I hope to see you soon. Cheers.